My name is Bentley Spang, and I am an enrolled member of the Tsitsitas and Sutta Nation, a.k.a. Northern Cheyenne, and our homeland is situated in southeastern Montana. And this is my war shirt number one from the Modern Warrior series that we're looking at here today. And one of the interesting things about creating this in this setting in the museum is that when I got it to where it was upright and I was adding photos and stuff, people would see it from a distance and they would come up kind of quickly, you know, because they thought it was a real war shirt. They would come up and then they would get about 5 feet away and they'd go, oh, they'd stop and they'd go, what is that? And then they would see that it was photographs, and then it started this great conversation of who's that and who's that. And then I also got a lot of like quilters and people like that that had great suggestions about, you know, the next one, here's what you can do, you know. It stimulated some really great conversations because of that kind of recognizable form for people. You know, it sort of, you know, immediately triggered something in them that they had seen before and they knew about, and then they got up to it and they didn't know what it was, you know. So that was an interesting reaction. It also, when it came to making the fringe, I didn't want to use the negatives. These are, you know, photo negatives that make up the fringe, and then I think there's a little bit of 16 millimeter film in there. They hooked me up with, there used to be a photo mat here in Cody, and so someone on staff called them and they said, yeah, we have, you know, photos that people haven't picked up, and so if you want them you can have them. So I got this box of photos, and so I took the negatives out, and that's what's in the negatives is images of people from here. And then I hung like a little disc, the old 110 disc cameras. That's the negative from a disc camera. Yeah, if you look in there, those are little tiny images.
But it's hanging like off of the neck and it looks like a medallion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That was the other piece of it, is like on a war shirt, you have objects of power that are attached that protect that specific individual, depending on, you know, their guardian kind of animals or whatever, you know, whatever they came up with in their vision quest that would protect them. I've been attaching kind of little objects like that because that's our power today to tell our story, is stuff like that, you know, the photographic image, you know, controlling that photographic image is our power today, so we can tell our own stories and not have that narrative controlled by other people that aren't from our community that have other possible agendas. The photos are family photos in the sense that they're historical objects, so I didn't reprint them for this purpose. You know, they were actual family photos that accumulated in my drawer. You know, they have this sort of patchwork kind of quality to it, which I really like. So both sides of my family are on, you know, each side. So this is like the Robinson side, my mom's side of the family. Then the other side is my dad's side. Well, it's kind of a little bit mixed up here and there. And then the arms are the land, different places on the land. This is like a homestead house that my mom grew up in, out on Muddy Creek on the, it was a self-sufficient ranch that my great-great-grandparents had, and she spent a lot of time there. They're all different sizes of photos. Some of them are graduation photos, some are just snapshots. And that's what appealed to me, was that kind of personal nature of the photo, not necessarily as an exhibition object, but as a something, you know, that we all would look through in the past. Now it's all on our phones, you know, but you know, we used to have books of photos, 4x6 photos and other sizes, and that's the way I grew up with photos. And then also the photo as this kind of tool that anthropologists used to document cultures that they theorized were going to vanish because they couldn't survive the onslaught of, you know, advancement and civilization moving forward. We were doomed to sort of, you know, disappear, and that was their opinion at the time. And so they came to our reservations and photographed us quickly. A lot of times they would come in and just, you know, over a weekend, boom, they're in and out. And then going into the war shirt itself, that form, what it did in the old days, you know, in the past, was protect your community. You know, the wearer was going into battle to protect the community. But doing it in not a sort of a way that, you know, was about annihilation or extermination or any of those kinds of things. It was about honor, you know. It was about going and getting as close to someone and then getting away as, you know, alive. That was the biggest honor. Touching someone in battle, getting away without getting killed, that was the biggest honor. It wasn't about killing people. You know, so the shirt itself, I think, hopefully brings forward that notion of protection of both the family that's represented, giving me the strength to be out here and do this, and me creating this thing that I could wear to be out here and protect that community. And it also just helps people see we're not that much different than other people. You know, we have our moments of finery where we dress up and we have our ceremonies and we have our, you know, ways of believing that are different. But on the surface of things, you know, we've found a way to survive and sort of adapt without losing who we are.